Well, globally, just under 930,000 people have died from COVID-19, according to estimates from Johns Hopkins. So let's look at what's happening worldwide with Nurit Eisenman, NPR Global Health and Development correspondent. Nurit, after the U.S., Brazil has the most COVID deaths, 132,000. The president there has downplayed the pandemic. What is happening now in Brazil?
Well, as chaotic as the government's response has been, people did increase their social distancing in Brazil somewhat. And starting about 3 weeks ago, the number of daily new deaths finally did start to drop quite substantially. That said, just as in the U.S., disease experts warn that Brazil may be following this pattern of once things improve, people ease up on the social distancing too fast. And for instance, over the last week, the daily death count actually seems to have hit more of a plateau. And when it comes to new deaths per day, Brazil still ranks among the highest in the world right now. I mean, it's only behind the U.S. and India.
And India has lost more than 80,000 people to COVID. It's in third in the death toll. That country put in place a strict lockdown in the spring. That was eased in May. There's been an acceleration in cases since then. What's happening there?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that early shutdown devastated India's economy, and the government has since shifted to a strategy of opening up a lot of regular life apart from schools. The result, right now, the virus is killing more people per day in India than in any other country. And as you said, third in the death toll overall. And what's worse, this daily new death toll is on the upswing. It's been rising steeply for weeks. Also, the outbreak seems to be shifting from urban areas to rural ones where there's less healthcare infrastructure.
China is where this all started. They seem to have had success in containing the virus. Have they? Do we believe those numbers that there aren't really any new cases coming out of China?
Well, I mean, officially, transmission has been near zero across China for months now. And Wuhan is one of several cities in China where we've been seeing images of events that would be unimaginable in so many other parts of the world right now. I mean, massive pool parties, concerts, not to mention kids going back to school. So when it comes to schools, for instance, they do appear to still have a very strict system for reviewing everyone's travel histories, test result status. So there is concern.
We've talked a lot on this show about what's happening in Europe, so I'm going to skip that because we have limited time here. But what's happening in Israel? There's a new shutdown coming later this week.
Yeah, this is a real shift from the reopening there in the spring. Now, schools, restaurants, malls, and hotels will all close again. Because by early this month, you know, Israel was topping 4,000 new virus cases a day. It's one of the highest number per million in the world. So they're just retrenching all over again.
It's interesting that they are doing that in Israel. And the prime minister of Israel is in Washington, D.C. today, meeting with President Trump. Nurit Eisenman, NPR Global Health and Development correspondent, thank you.
Glad to do it.